everyone. We're going to reconvene the Story County Board of County Commissioners meeting. Next up on the agenda is item number 20, discussion of possible action. Consideration of possible action to approve a contract with the Nevada Department of Health and Human Resources, Division of Healthcare Financing and Policy, and with the Nevada Department of Health and Human Resources, Division of Welfare and Supportive Services regarding the administration of services, determining the eligibility of applicants and the eligibility of medical services provided to eligible applicants for Medicaid payments and addressing the county's portion of those payments. Mr. Loomis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Keith Loomis, District Attorney's Office. I was not here at the last board meeting, but I understand an issue came up regarding this contract with Health and Human Services and the Medicaid match. Now, I've since provided Commissioner McGuffey with some additional information that I got from the state. They have indicated that we have been signing this agreement since 2011. Her belief was that probably went back into the early 90s, but the format was different, so she wasn't certain. And it is a contract that's required by statute to deal with the Medicaid match that the counties are required to pay on behalf of the indigents that come out of our county. It's also something that's in existence in all 19 counties.
Right. Yeah, as I mentioned, there was a couple assumptions, and it's like I didn't want to go and make a decision on assumptions. Thank you for being patient with me.
Okay. So, it's all on NRS. Something we got to do. We'll open up the public comment. This is routine, so. No public comment? Any board comments? You get a motion to approve?
I move to approve the contract with the Nevada Division of Health Care Financing and Policy and with the Nevada Division of Welfare and Supportive Services to provide Medicaid match services and authorize the chairman to sign.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. Okay, we never adjourn to go into a licensing board unless it's liquor board.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's okay. So I think we can just go ahead and scratch item 21.
That answered that one for us. Thank you.
And I think we're going to be able to edit and scratch item 23.
Yep.
So we're going to look at item 22 next. This is discussion of possible action. This is the licensing board first reading. A general out-of-county business license. Universal Protection Services, LLC. Corporate address, 161 Washington Street, number 600. How do you pronounce that? Conshohocken, Pennsylvania. This goes to the sheriff's office. Is this private security? Is that what this one was on?
Yeah, it looks like it's a national company like so many of the other ones. They've got offices all over the place. Now they want to come to Story County and do that. They've met all the licensing requirements by the state, so we recommend that they be approved.
Okay. And we'll open this up to any public comment regarding the this first reading on this business license. So, do we approve it as a first reading, or does this it could have gone under consent? I guess we'll go ahead and do a vote just to go ahead and make it legitimate. Yeah. Okay. Any public comment? If I can get a motion to approve this first reading.
Excuse me. I motion to approve as part of the consent agenda the first reading general out-of-the-county business license for Universal Protection Service, LLC. Corporate address is 161 Washington Street, number 600, Conshohocken, Pennsylvania, 19428, zip code, doing business as Allied Universal Security Services, P.O. Box 8000, Monsey, New York. 10952, location of operations, 4000 South Eastern Avenue, number 100, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89119.
Second your motion.
Been moved and seconded to approve. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Sheriff. Moving on now to item number 24. This is discussion and possible action. Resolution number 2017-471. The resolution pursuant to NRS 244.290 determining that maintenance of a portion of Germany Circle is unnecessarily burdensome to the county and a reconveyance to the Reno Tahoe Industrial Center LLC would be in the best interest of the county and its residents, and authorizing the representative of the board to issue a written offer of reconveyance of a portion of Germany Circle to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center LLC, and if said offer is accepted, to execute a deed of reconveyance and cause the deed to be recorded, and further authorizing a representative of the board to accept a temporary easement granting a turnaround on a portion of Germany Circle until Germany Circle is extended and an alternative turnaround area is constructed.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, in abundance of caution, I hold a pecuniary interest in the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, and as such, I'm going to join the audience and abstain from discussion or voting on the issue.
Very good. Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. Mr. Osborne, you want to take the lead on this?
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I'll also point out that Robert Sater from the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center is in the audience. I figure if the agenda language is half a page long, then we don't have to discuss it a lot because we all know what we're doing. In your package, you'll turn in about three or four pages back. And I sometimes talk better from a map, so you'll see a map. Maybe five or six pages. So you'll see out at Tri-Center, a road was created. So there's a paved portion here. You see Germany Circle is an actual road. It didn't come out really well in the print, but you can tell what's happening. And then you see that funny-looking shape there. That there is a unpaved turnaround area. It's just gravel to fire district requirements. What's happened in the area is Tri-Center. There's some economic developments and new buildings wanting to come in. So Tri has said, well, we'd like to put in a cul-de-sac here and extend out Germany Circle's road 300 or 400 feet or so, or about 100 feet or so. So how do we do this? Really what you're doing is passing this resolution that simultaneously does three things. One is it keeps the Germany Circle road in place as it is. Number two, actually four things. Number two is this turnaround area will be, that has been dedicated to Story County. That's going to be reconveyed back to ownership of Tri-Center to be developed in the future. And then three is to create the cul-de-sac. And then four is to create an easement over the old turnaround area that's temporary, that is only there as long as the cul-de-sac isn't fully developed. Once the cul-de-sac becomes fully developed, paved, everything to county standards, that temporary easement on the old turnaround area vanishes and goes away. What's happening here, there also is going to not have to be any adjustments to the tri-payback, because what's happening is we're giving away a little bit more land for a little bit less land that is paved to county standards and fully developed, which currently that turnaround area is not.
Very good.
You said that that would be paved and curbed?
It would be paved to county standards. I don't believe it's going to be curbed. I might look at Bob for a nod. I don't think that's going to be curbed. It's just paved.
Once this is developed, this is going to be dedicated back to the county sometime in the future as well?
Yes. That,
I read that, yeah.
Cul-de-sac and all of Germany Circle,
right.
Germany Circle already.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I wrote it correctly then. Okay.
And I'll add in there that the district attorney's office did do a review to make sure that the conveyance mechanisms we're using are done correctly, and they concur.
All right. Very good. Yeah. All right. We'll take public comment on this item. Ms. Clark.
Cole Bard for the record. The last time the county reconveyed property to TRI because it was an unnecessary burden. It was a portion of USA Parkway that when that reconveyance occurred, TRI then turned around and sold that portion of USA Parkway as well as the rest of it to the state for $40-some million. And yet we, the county, still retained the debt on that portion of USA Parkway that we gave back. So TRI essentially got paid by the state for that portion and will get paid again by the county for that same portion. So my question on this is, here we are reconveying property to TRI that we have paid for per the public-private agreement, and are they going to then turn around and make money on this like they did with USA Parkway? I don't understand where the unnecessary burden is here this time that has us giving them property we've paid for and get nothing back from.
I'll be happy to explain that, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Ms. Bart. So in this case, you're right. It's not a cul-de-sac developed right now. It's just a paved road that ends at a gravel turnaround. There's new development going on in there. We need to extend the road and create a cul-de-sac. We would essentially have two cul-de-sacs on one road if we were to leave it as it is. So we're going to get rid of that. We're going to create the new cul-de-sac, and then that actually TRI's going to create, and that's going to be dedicated to the county. So we'll own the new cul-de-sac. We'll own a paved cul-de-sac that's built to county standards, and we'll own the road. The old turnaround area will be reconveyed back to TRI, and it will be developed for private use. They'll build a company there.
Where's the debt
like
for what? Where's the debt on that portion that we're giving them? We still maintain that debt?
We, in this case...
And we give them back what we've been debted on? I mean,
well,
how does that work?
Answer your question. Give me a moment here. In this case, the USA Parkway thing you're referring to, I think, is a different item in this, but what we've got here is we're trading a portion of land that is we own, that is unpaved and undeveloped, for a portion of land at the end of the road that will be paved and will be developed, and then this land will be transferred back. One of the questions to the district attorney was, are we doing a like-for-like trade here? And it's believed that because this portion will be paved and developed to county standards and this one wasn't, even though this one's about 10,000 square feet different, that it would be a like-for-like trade in this case. So essentially all we're doing is just extending the road, creating a cul-de-sac, and getting rid of the old one because we're not going to have two cul-de-sacs on a road.
And
I can show you the map if you don't have seen
this,
the map.
But okay. We have debt on the one we're giving them, or we have no
debt? We have debt on Germany Circle Road, which that's not going to change, and we keep the road. And then we have debt on a portion of the land and the gravel portion of the old cul-de-sac. That's correct. So that debt number and formula won't change. That will stay frozen per the last sentence that's in this agenda language. Everything will just stay the same. TRI has agreed we will pave and develop the county standards, an actual real cul-de-sac to fire district county standards, and you won't have to change the payback on that. We're not going to have to increase the payback for that paved, improved portion of the road. It's a like for like. This turnaround's a little bit bigger, not much. This one's the size of a cul-de-sac and nothing more, which is good. It has its benefits, believe me, to have that. But this is paved. It's complete.
So we own all of it. We're giving them a portion of it. They're going to develop it or improve it from an infrastructure standpoint. Then they'll reconvey it back to us?
Yeah, no, I want to make sure you're getting that. So if you look at the map, sometimes it's easier to look at the map. Here's the road. That stays the same. And then we're going to extend the road and create a cul-de-sac. That is going to be land that currently TRI owns, that they are going to develop, grade, pave, the whole thing, and then they're going to dedicate that to the county.
But
so for the first time in history, we will own all of a road and a cul-de-sac developed to proper standards. Then that other turnaround area that's currently gravel and kind of a mess, it's barely graveled, that is going to be reconveyed back to TRI, and it will become part of a parcel.
So we don't incur new debt for the cul-de-sac that they are going
there
to keep.
There is no new debt on
so
this one.
So the debt on the piece that we are conveying to them is going to stay
as is. And really,
if
you look at it, correct, the debt on the piece that's graveled and not really developed is less than what would be on the developed cul-de-sac.
Okay.
We actually come out a little ahead. It's probably not a boon for the county. but it's not what it's meant to be. It's a like-for-like trade to make it work in the area.
Okay, so we're losing nothing, we're gaining nothing.
Since we're maybe gaining a little bit, we're getting a fully developed road that's developed properly with full pavement and county standards.
And the piece that we're reconveying to TRI is not a piece that they will be able to profit from.
I'm not going to speak for TriCenter. I'll let them speak to that, but that will become part of a regular parcel that they can do with it as they wish. We would like that to happen. We don't want that encroaching into a property that can have a box built on it that we get tax revenue from. That's okay because they're fixing it by giving us the road over here. The purpose
okay,
isn't
so
to...
So that, that is
to
a possibility
to
for them to make money on
nuisance.
The piece that we're giving back to them.
Well, sure.
Okay,
any time you convey land back, that's an honest answer. But the point of this...
But the last time we still had the debt on a piece of property.
Well, that was a whole different program.
I understand. This smells the same.
This one
thank
just...
You.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I have any other comments. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
There you go. That's a good explanation. Thanks, Austin. But just to your point, Ms. Bard, on USA Parkway, by us going ahead and reconveying that parcel back to the TRI and they selling it to the Nevada Department of Transportation, it eliminates all future maintenance costs to Story County. That burden goes on to the Department of Transportation. We no longer have to maintain that section, any of USA Parkway, from one end to the other. So,
That was $1 million a year, wasn't it?
Well, I think that's what the estimate was. Yeah. So that's a pretty big benefit to Story County not to ever have to maintain that portion of highway. Mr. Thompson.
Chris Thompson, Tahoe Reno Industrial Center Project Manager, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Commissioner, Mr. Planning Director, Madam DA. As Austin's explained, simply moving a cul-de-sac from one place to another a short distance away. But in terms of the comments that have been made about the county's prior deal on USA Parkway and the Tesla deal, during the last week, figures were published by the State Department of Taxation on all the counties and the cities in Nevada about taxable sales during the past year, 2016 to June 2017, as compared to the prior year. And in these figures, there was an article in Nevada Appeal last week. They went through all the counties and the local cities and how they did. And Nevada is up by 7% statewide. But after they went through all the counties and cities and the increases in taxable sales and how great Nevada's doing, this is what the article said, and I quote verbatim. But the champ for the year was a tiny Story County where booming business at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center fed a 466% increase in June and finished the year 568.5% up compared to fiscal 2016. Story recorded $1.6 billion in taxable sales during the year from the huge investments by Tesla, Panasonic, Google, Walmart, Switch, and PetSmart, amongst others. $1.6 billion, Mr. Chairman. I'd say the decision that this commission made on that roadway has turned out pretty fine. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Before you step away from the point, I appreciate your comments on that, Mr. Thompson. But and I saw those numbers, and I think you may have forwarded them on to me, and I appreciate those comments. But what I would like to know, and I would like to see the figures on this, is once you back out the abated amount on
right.
these, how much Story
right.
County actually collected from.
Sure.
From new and expanding right. businesses in the industrial park, because if most of that is Tesla, we know we got zero. So.
Well, and let's talk about that, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate that. What is not in these numbers are things like real property, personal property collections, franchise fees on powers, fuel taxes paid by all the trucks at the truck stop. So all that is generated. Also, what's not in these numbers are the payroll. If you take the 5,000 workers at Tesla, that payroll is not abated. None of those other tax revenues and economic shots in the arm, none of that's abated one penny. The payroll gets spent in the local region, which drives up sales up here on C Street, drives up sales everywhere. I think it would be good to look at those sales
numbers. It'd be nice to see the breakdown.
Perhaps Mr. Gallagher could, but let me add this. As well as a $1.6 billion taxable sales number for this year, Google has no abatements, at least at this point in time. Reno Land has no abatements at this point in time. The companies that are now in contract for over 3,000 acres have no abatements as of right now. So if this is an indication, even if the whole thing were abated, which it's not, the whole 1.6 billion, this is a great indicator of what's to come. And I think it is.
I appreciate that.
I'm trying to compliment the category.
I appreciate that. I just want to see our treasury become flush.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Thompson. Mr. Whitman.
Good afternoon again, Commissioners. Pat Whitman, Story County Manager. I want to acknowledge and fully support the simple analogy Austin has given. You know, this is a life exchange, most likely with the county coming out slightly ahead, and it's also developing economic commerce in the development of that parcel, hopefully. The more of the reason why I wanted to come up here was to speak specifically to the NDOT TRI transaction from the county's perspective. And again, I want to be clear, I'm not speaking on behalf of TRI. We had several miles of paved road that was beyond Peru, going to the end of pavement. That section we had taken dedication of. That is the section in comment and in question right now. That is the section that we did deed back to TRI, for TRI to do whatever they wanted to do. It's pretty much that simple. In exchange for that, as you pointed out, Mr. Chairman, we received a maintenance easement in perpetuity from NDOT for the remainder of the road we hold from the interchange with I-80 to where Zulily is right now, Peru and State Route 439. I heard Commissioner McGuffey say it's not worth about $1 million a year, and I think when you amortize that over the many years in terms of the cost of pavement, in terms of what they're doing in that area to really what is our road that they're required to maintain, I think that made this deal a no-brainer. And to put another number with it, Hugh and I are working off of memory. We can get a valid number and make it public to whoever wants it. But we take vouchers that are done extensively by Mr. Sater's office and validated through Hugh's office on every section. And the section of land that we deeded back to TRI for their use for whatever, in this case transfer to NDOT or sale to NDOT, there was somewhere between $7 and $8 million. So that transaction is going to pencil out, if it hasn't already, it's going to pencil out in very short order. So just like the cul-de-sac exchange that you have in front of you, I think both of those are no-brainers. And that's why we advocated for the Tesla deal, and that's why I think Mr. Osborne is advocating for this one, as am I.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Whitman. Thank you. Okay. More public comment? Hearing none?
Mr. Chairman, before a motion is made, I want to ask for a correction on the recommended motion.
Okay.
The recommended motion references the resolution 2017-417. It should say 2017-471 like it does in the agenda language.
Okay. It's 417?
It is 471.
471, yeah.
Okay. And the agenda language is correct. The motion is not.
Oh.
I became dyslexic when I was writing
the motion. Oh, I got it. I see it now. Okay. All right. Mr. McGuffey, if I get a motion to approve this.
In accordance with the recommendation by staff, I, Commissioner McGuffey, motion to approve resolution number 2017-471. Resolution pursuant to NRS 244.290 determining that maintenance of a portion of Germany Circle is unnecessarily burdensome to the county and that reconveyance to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, LLC, would be in the best interest of the county and its residents, and authorizing a representative of the board to issue written offer of reconveyance of, the print's kind of small here, of a portion of Germany Circle to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, LLC, and if said offer is accepted, to execute a deed of reconveyance and cause the said deed to be recorded, and further authorizing a representative of the board to accept a temporary easement granting a turnaround in a portion of Germany Circle until Germany Circle is extended and an alternative turnaround area is constructed.
And Mr. Chairman, before you ask for a second, I just want to make sure the board acknowledges the last part of the staff summary. It says the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center has agreed not to apply to Story County for reimbursement of the cost of providing the additional infrastructure once it is dedicated and accepted by the county, but the county will not be refunded the value of the gravel turnaround. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Osmond. Very good. All right. I have a motion. I'll second your motion. We move to second to approve resolution number 2017-471. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Quick little note that there was two ayes and Mr. Gilman abstained. Okay, we have continued items 25, 26, and 27 until the September 19th meeting. Next up is item 28. This is discussion and possible action. These are second readings for business licenses.
Mr. Chairman, I'll be happy to read them off if you like.
Go right ahead.
Mr. Haynes has created a more efficient system in his office, as you can see here. So community development is recommending second reading approval of the following. And if you want, I'll read them.
Yeah, I would.
Okay. Arcadis US Incorporated, Bite Me Truck, Diamond Construction Incorporated, Ferndale Coffee Roasters, and as Grash Huis, I believe, Enterprises Incorporated, Handcraft Copy Company Inc., Hawkinson's Enterprises Inc., Horizon Air Measurements, SVC Inc., Integrated Controls Information, JB Fire Systems Inc., Liquid Automated Inc., or Automation Inc., Mobile Power Wash, and Piasons, I believe, Planet Forward LLC, Pyramid Mechanical Services LLC, Reliance One Inc., Still Roland LLC, Water Logic West Inc., Western Nevada Supply, Cognex Corporation, Conti Corporation, and Current Tech LLC, and Clyde's RCOIOC, Sizel Dex Inc., and 3D Infotech.
All right. Any public comment regarding the business license second readings? Okay. Only 24 today. So if I can get a motion to approve the second readings.
Second. I'll make a motion to approve items A through X.
All right. I've got a motion.
I'll second.
Second. And move to second to approve all items. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Moving along now to item number 30, public comment. Ms. Bard, come on down.
Nicole Bard, Story County resident. Just a quick question, Jack. You were talking about the water leak on Infinity Loop.
Yeah, it was on the news this morning. The water main broke, I guess, on USA Parkway. Yeah.
Is that something that's on us as a county?
I don't know.
Or is that a TRI expense? Or
I'll be happy to answer that.
Go ahead, Austin, I believe.
I see Chris Thompson has his hand up, too. The question at this point, as far as I understand, it's either NDOT or it's going to be GID or both. But we do not own or manage or operate the water system or the sewer system out of Tri. That is all managed by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center General Improvement District. In this case, the water line break is in the NDOT right-of-way. The county would have no liability or any cost associated with this problem.
And okay, so it's not Public Works, it's not...
No.
anything that we would support with resources or time and money. Okay, just curious. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Hearing none, meeting's adjourned.